Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtyatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Sunichena Tarar Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nam Aiva Kivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Book, Volume 1970, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Part 334. Srila Prabhupada answers Parikshit's question directly. In answering King Parikshit's question, Sukadeva Goswami replied that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has created the mind, senses, and living force for the purpose of sense gratification in the transmigration from one kind of body to another, as well as for the purpose of allowing liberation from material conditions. In other words, the senses, mind, and living force can be utilized for sense gratification and for transmigration from one body to another, or it can be used in the matter of liberation. The Vedic injunctions are there just to give the conditioned souls the chance for sense gratification under regulative principles, and thereby also give them the chance for promotion to higher conditions of life. Ultimately, if consciousness is purified, one comes to one's original position and goes back home, back to Godhead. The living force is intelligent. One therefore has to utilize the intelligence over the mind and senses. When the mind and senses are purified by the proper use of intelligence, then the conditioned soul is liberated. Otherwise, if intelligence is not properly utilized in controlling the senses and mind, the conditioned soul continues to transmigrate from one kind of body to another simply for sense gratification. Another point clearly stated in the answer of Sukadeva Goswami is that the Lord created the mind, senses, and intelligence of the individual living force. But it is not stated that the living entities themselves were ever created. Just as the shining particles of the sun rays are always existing along with the sun, the living entity exists eternally as parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The conditioned souls, although eternally existing as part of the Supreme Lord, are sometimes put within the cloud of the material concept of life in the darkness of ignorance. The whole Vedic process is to alleviate that darkened condition. Ultimately, when the senses and mind of the conditioned being become fully purified, one then comes to the original position, which is called Krishna consciousness, and that is liberation. In the Vedanta Sutra, the first sutra or code, questions about the Absolute Truth. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. What is the nature of the Absolute Truth? The next sutra answers that the nature of the Absolute Truth is that He is the origin of everything. Whatever we experience, even in this material condition of life, is but an emanation from Him. The Absolute Truth created the mind and senses as well as the intelligence. This means that the Absolute Truth is not without mind, intelligence, and senses. In other words, He is not impersonal. The very word created means that the Absolute Truth has transcendental intelligence. For example, when a father begets a child, the child has senses because the father also has senses. The child is born with hands and legs because the father also has hands and legs. Sometimes it is said, therefore, that man is made after the image of God. The Absolute Truth is, therefore, the Supreme Personality with transcendental mind, senses, and intelligence. When one's mind, intelligence, and senses are purified of material contamination, one can understand the original feature of the Absolute Truth as a person. The Vedic process is to gradually promote the conditioned soul from the mode of ignorance to the mode of passion, and gradually from the mode of passion to the mode of goodness. Then in the mode of goodness, there is sufficient light for understanding things as they are. For example, from earth a tree grows, and from the wood of the tree fire is ignited. In that igniting process, first of all we find smoke, and the next stage heat, then fire. And when there is actually fire, we can utilize it for various purposes. Therefore, fire is the ultimate goal. Similarly, in the gross material stage of life, the quality of ignorance is very much prominent. Dissipation of this ignorance takes place in the gradual progress of civilization from the barbarian stage to civilized life. And when one comes to the form of civilized life, one is said to be in the mode of passion. In the barbarian stage, or in the mode of ignorance, the senses are gratified in a very crude way, whereas in the mode of passion, or in the civilized stage of life, the senses are gratified in a polished manner. But when one is promoted to the mode of goodness, one can understand that the senses and mind are only engaged in material activities due to being covered by perverted consciousness. When this perverted consciousness is gradually transformed into Krishna consciousness, then the path of liberation is opened. So, it is not that one is unable to approach the Absolute Truth by the senses and the mind. The conclusion is, rather, that the senses, mind, and intelligence in the gross stage of contamination cannot appreciate the nature of the Absolute Truth. But when purified, senses, mind, and intelligence can understand what the Absolute Truth is. This purifying process is called devotional service or Krishna consciousness. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that the purpose of Vedic knowledge is to understand Krishna. And Krishna is understood by devotional service, beginning with the process of surrender. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, one has to think of Krishna always. One has to render loving service to Krishna always. And one has to always worship and bow down before Krishna. By this process only, one can enter into the kingdom of God without any doubt. When one is enlightened in the mode of goodness by the process of devotional service, one is freed from the modes of ignorance and passion. The word Atmane indicates the stage of brahminical qualification in which one is allowed to study the Vedic literatures known as the Upanishads. The Upanishads describe in different ways the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Lord. The Absolute Truth, the Supreme Lord, is called Nirguna. That does not mean that he has no qualities, for it is only because he has qualities that the conditioned living entities can also have qualities. The purpose of studying the Upanishads is to understand the transcendental quality of the Absolute Truth, as opposed to the material qualities of ignorance, passion, and goodness. That is the way of Vedic understanding. Great sages like the four Kumaras, headed by Sanaka, followed these principles of Vedic knowledge and came gradually from the impersonal understanding to the platform of personal worship of the Supreme Lord. It is therefore recommended that we must follow great personalities. Shukadeva Goswami is also one of the great personalities, and his answer to the inquiry of Maharaja Parikshit is authorized. One who follows in the footsteps of such great personalities surely walks very easily on the path of liberation and ultimately goes back to home, back to Godhead. And that is the way of perfecting this human form of life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.